if you're one of the millions who own one of them gas-drinking, piston-clanking, air-polluting, smoke-belching four-wheeled buggies from Detroit City, then pay attention. I'm about to sing your song, son. Send me a few choice words. All about that demon automobile, the metal monster with the polyglass wheels, the end result of the dream of Henry Ford. Well, now I've got a car that's mine alone, but me and the finance company own a ready-made pile of manufactured grief. And if I ain't out of gas in a pouring rain, I'm a change in a flat in a hurricane. I once spent 3 days lost on a clover leaf. Well, it ain't just the smoke in a traffic jam that makes me the bitter fool I am, but this four-wheel buggy's a dollaring me to death. For gas and oils and fluids and grease and wires and tires and antifreeze and them accessories, well, honey, that's something else. Well, you can get stereo tape and a color TV, get a backseat bar and reclining seats, and just pay once a month like you do your rent. Well, I figured it up, and over a period of time, this $4,000 car of mine cost $14,000.99. Well, now, Lord, Mr. Ford, I just wish that you could see what your simple horseless carriage has become. Well, it seems your contribution to man, to say the least, got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done? I bet that half a car's a trick to drive, don't you? But the thing that amazes me, I guess, is the way we measure a man's success by the kind of an automobile he can afford to buy. Well, now, red light, green light, traffic cop, right turn, no turn, must turn, stop. Get out the credit card, honey, we're out of gas. Well, now, all the cars place end to end would reach to the moon and back again. There'd probably be some poor fool pull out the pass. Well, now, how I yearn for the good old days. That carbon dioxide haze hanging over the roar of the interstate. Well, if the Lord that made the moon and the stars would have meant for me, then you'd have cars he'd have seen it was all born with a parking space. Lord, Mr. Ford, I just wish that you could see what your simple horseless carriage has become. Well, it seems your contribution to man, to say the least, got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done? Come away with me, Lucille. Am I smoking, choking on him on me?
God bless Jerry Reed. Welcome to the return of Turning Left Show. What's up, Ricky?
What's up, everybody? Thanks for sticking with us for our ridiculously long hiatus. I know we are very famous for that. And wow is all I have to say. Wow.
The
NASCAR
Budweiser,
opener. Wow.
The Budweiser shootout last night. Wow. Just picture this. If it was that way for 75 laps... for money, imagine what it'll be when nobody for the one race of the year where nobody cares about points for 500 miles.
You okay?
Get used to it.
You said you get used to it?
Get used to it, because it's going to be the whole thing for the next 2.5, 3 hours while we're recording two shows.
Yes.
All right, turning left here on a Sunday night, right after the shootout. Pole day was today in Daytona. We'll get to that in a little bit. Shootout recap, of course. ARCA recap coming up. But first, of course, we have to just mention why we left this show in the first place. We got too busy with the other show, and we decided to put this one on hiatus. But we're back now, and it's sure. And we picked, I think, the perfect time to come back.
Absolutely, without a doubt, without a doubt. I have to be honest with you. I have to be honest with you. Of course, you know, it has a little bit to do with, you know, Dale Earnhardt Jr. and all that. But anyway, Yeah, I was starting to fall off of my fandom. I was like, oh, man, starting to lose faith in NASCAR. I was like, oh, Jimmy Johnson winning so much, and I wanted to see some more drivers win. But, wow, that new track surface. It changed my mind in, you know, just a couple hours. What a race. That was fantastic.
Well, let's really start here with the ARCA series, which I know you didn't watch. We'll just start with this. That race was classic Daytona racing. It was pack formation. It was two packs the whole way through. One pack was the front pack with 6-7 cars, and the rest of them in the back, you know, like it usually is at Daytona.
Yeah.
Then you watch that race later, where it's six guys, two cars apiece, trading the lead every 100 yards. I honestly think this. Some will love it, some will hate it.
Who do you think is going to hate it, and why?
Well, I think there'll be traditionalists that will hate this. I mean, there are people out there,
yeah,
believe it or not, that love the freight train style of drafting.
They love
seeing those guys go 25, 30 cars for 200 laps.
Great way to put it. Great way to put it. Have you been to a race yet?
Haven't been to a race. Kind of hard.
Oh, kind of hard.
To get from the Canadian border to Daytona.
That's a little far there, isn't it? But, I've been to Talladega several times, and, yeah, that's the best way to put it. The last race I went to was 2004, and, it's a 200-mile-an-hour freight train. And you can feel the air sucking towards the car when it comes by.
What's hard to believe is, I'm not sure if you picked up on this last night, Daytona is now faster than Talladega.
No. It is incredible, dude. What was it? Top speed was like 206.
The top speed for the whole weekend, the fastest practice speed on Friday's practices, and this is what we'll see in the 500, where I gather, was 204. Was a 204.5.
Wow.
By Joey Logano. The fastest speed in the shootout was, I do believe, I gotta check here, but I do think it was Casey Kane with a 206.8.
Incredible. That's the way it should be. Now, is that average speed or is that the top speed they peaked to?
That's top lap speed.
Wow. What's the average they're getting to? Like 189? 190?
What was that? I just heard a monkey in my headphones.
Well, it wasn't me. I wish I could hear what you hear, but we can't do that because it'll be delayed. Well, now I got to hear a monkey now. We're going to get sidetracked here.
This little monkey face came down next to my power bar, and I heard a monkey. And it went away.
Anyway,
back to the March shootout, but there were no monkeys. I can guarantee you that much.
I just completely threw you off, didn't I? I'm gonna keep that in mind when we finally do it in a common studio. I'm just gonna have a random monkey just kind of show up. I'm just gonna somebody bring it in, just completely sidetrack you. I'll find it very hilarious. But anyway, guys, 189, 190. What was the average speed they were getting to?
The race finish average, I think, was 170 something.
Oh, 170. Okay.
Which is just amazing.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, and the wrecks did. That's one thing I think we're going to eliminate from Daytona anyway, is the big one. I just don't see, when you're going 2x2x2x2x2, of how you can have a wreck with more than 10 cars in it.
Yeah. From a safety standpoint, and I know NASCAR really likes this, yeah, that's awesome. But, you know, especially with the 500, you get, what is it? I know it was off a few years ago, or what was the pothole 500? That was last year, right?
Yeah,
It was 30 million I saw. Is that bad? That's bad numbers for the 500, right? Viewers?
No,
television?
No.
Or is that very good?
That's very good.
Okay.
The Super Bowl does 49.5 usually.
49.5, so they got 30 million at the pothole 500. And I know a lot of those fans are the casual fans that tune in because it's the 500. And they love to see that shit. They love to see mayhem every lap and, you know, just a big wrecking yard.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't think the two-car train lasts a Sunday.
Okay.
I think what will happen is I think NASCAR will pull the plug on that on Thursday. We'll have the duel, because that's going to be the true test of how this is going to work. Because in that duel, there's guys out there like take it for example here. We'll just cover poll day real quick. Dale Earnhardt Jr. won the poll for the 500 today. Did you know that?
Yes, absolutely. Of course,
won the poll. Won the poll for the 500 today, which means he's got nothing to lose, nothing to gain in that race. Even if he trashes the car, there's still a lot of backup because of the fact that this is a 500 and they do allow one change of a motor between races, between the duels on Thursday and the 500 on Sunday. But I think after you see what it's going to be like, because we're going to get a good preview of the 500 Thursday. If it turns into a safety threat, it'll look cut it. Because you got to remember what the drivers were saying last night. They can't see.
Yeah.
The pusher cannot see a damn thing in front of him.
Just a wing, yeah. The back end, the taillights, yeah. The
all you can see is that shark fin and the guy's hand coming up saying we're good.
Oh, no. Did you hear that late in the race, two drivers, spotters were synchronizing braking by tapping one another on the shoulder? Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Like I said, NASCAR, I think you have to agree with me. They'll do something to stop it.
I hope not. I'm really enjoying it. I know the traditionalists, and I completely agree with them on this. It's really cool to see a freight train. But you think on a longer race we'll see freight trains? You think we'll see it kind of go back and forth between 2x2 and freight trains, or just be nothing but 2x2s the whole time?
The way I see it is this. We'll get the 2x2s for the first 150, 200 miles of the race. It will settle down, though. Once these guys see what they've got, because that's the way I think that I think is the key to win the 500. You're gonna have to go out there early, and you're gonna have to push like it's the last lap.
Yeah.
Figure out what you got, and then settle in and relax, and just make it to the last 100 miles. That last 100 miles on Sunday is just gonna be, it's gonna be wild.
Absolutely. Now, if the first 499 is just kind of ho hum, as long as the last lap was like the last lap of the Bud Shootout, I will be very satisfied with the 500.
Oh, I think I will say this. We will use up two of the three green-white. We'll use three of the three, actually, green-white checkered attempts. There will be more torn-up race cars than the usual 500. Because when it comes down to it, you're going 2x2. How long are you going to stick with your dancing partner?
Oh, okay, they're telling 500. Okay.
How long are you going to stick with your dancing partner?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the day. It's not the Aaron's 499 at Talladega, because when we get to Dega in April, it's points racing at that point.
When is that race? I might go to that.
Third weekend of April. Second weekend of April. One of the two.
Okay.
But when you get there, you're points racing. This is not a points race. There's points that pay out, but that's the last thing in 43 guys' minds on Sunday afternoon. Versus where it'll be at Phoenix in 2 weeks, where it's points racing only. All right, to the shootout now, where we can actually talk about what happened in the shootout instead of everything. First segment, the first segment I think was amazing, actually.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, you got to worry about Tony Stewart though. We'll get to him in a minute, but judging from the first segment and the second segment, I'm worried about him at next weekend. I think he's in trouble, Ricky. Usually he's a guy you have to watch to win everything down there, but he did not show it last night.
Think he's in trouble, huh?
Yeah. Where did he finish? He finished, I think, 13th last car across the stripe.
Mm-hmm.
He's in trouble.
That's crazy because, I mean... He's doing so well for a long time, yeah. We'll have to see, but I don't know about that. Trouble, I say a little bit of trouble, but I don't think, you know, completely S-O-L. Yeah, but I think he'll be all right.
I don't think he's S-O-L. Yeah. I think he's in trouble, though.
Yeah.
I mean, but then again, there's the whole thought that most guys use their 500 backup car in the shootout to see what they got. If Smoke loses his primary, he's in trouble. Because if that's the best thing they've got as a backup,
it's more car setup.
Yeah. I'm thinking it's the setup.
Yeah.
Then again, there's two different ways you're looking at this. It's going to be a daytime race Sunday. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to get as much horsepower.
Very true, yeah.
So I think that
let's see what the forecast is. I'm gonna bring that up. All right.
I think they'll play into it. Unless it's really cool, I think it'll just be. I think we'll get normal Daytona racing for a while on Sunday.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm hoping for. Just a mixture of freight train and 2x2. Freight train, 2x2.
Well,
every other segment between cautions. That'll be awesome.
Do you think the 2x2 is gonna happen in nationwide race Saturday?
Yes, that's a very good point. Don't know.
I mean, those cars are built pretty damn close to the same. Do you think the nationwide race?
I tell you, I've been liking the nationwide racing better for the most part, with exception of a few tracks in Cup than the Cup Series. But we'll have to see now with this new surface. Have they done any significant changes to the nationwide car?
Okay. No. Well, it's the whole new nationwide car.
Oh, they are running the COT nationwide car.
Yep, brand new car will be the one that ran down there in July.
Okay.
And the points are different down there this year. For all the series, of course. Or I think just the Sprint Cup. I'm not sure which one. Have you seen the new points yet?
No.
They've actually simplified it. So instead of like. So the winner getting some crazy number, like 195, I think was the max points for last year. Now the max points will just be 48 points. What do you think of that? The new point system where it goes by where you finish.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, I think that would definitely be, you know, it needs to be more of how you finish. So they're giving what now? They're giving more points to the winner? What? Say again.
First place will get 43 points.
Okay.
43rd place will get 1 point.
Wow. Okay.
It really simplifies things, actually.
Yeah. All right.
It's going to make it harder to win the championship, too. You have to believe that.
Wow. Because
there's no more dramatic point swings. But think about it. Last year, you finished from first to dead last was a 125-point swing. Right?
Oh, Sunday won't come up yet, but Saturday is going to be a high of 75, partly sunny, with a low of 56 on Saturday night. So it it might be kind of a mild Sunday. So, yeah, a little bit less horsepower than the shootout, but still.
That truck race will indicate, I think, what's going to be the thing for the weekend. Because if the trucks do the 2x2, which they can, because the bumpers don't really line up. But if they can do the 2x2, manage to figure it out, then it's going to be strictly 2x2. But the thing with the points, we're just bouncing all over the place. We apologize.
That's what we do best.
We're still trying to get back to this single topic show flow here. We really are just assholes.
Yes, we are. Mainly the other end. Mainly the northern end of this show.
But we're keeping this PG-13, so. The new points, though. Now, like the last couple of years, like Kyle Busch has been able to run all these, or Carl Edwards, actually, we'll take him. He's tried to run for the nationwide championship every year.
Yeah.
He can't do that anymore.
Good.
They have now eliminated. You can only choose one series to get points in.
Really?
Yep.
That's a new rule.
That's the new rule.
Wow.
So now, like, you can go run every other series, but you won't get the points. You'll still get the owner points.
Is Carl Edwards going with the nationwide series still?
Yes. Yes.
Edwards
and Keselowski are going to run full-time nationwide series.
So he's shooting for the nationwide win. I was just kidding. He seriously is doing that.
He can't get the championship, but he's going to still run everything.
Okay. Oh, okay. Which but he's still focusing on... Okay. All right.
Which, in a way, makes sense.
I
pick
nationwide.
I'm
going to pick truck series. Are you sure you want to do that? Yes! That's your first time cup driver? Okay, Arca. Like, okay.
Well, there's talk in the garage area that sometime this week they may allow Edwards and Keselowski to run for the Nationwide Championship. Just due to the fact they pledged this over a year ago, before it was even, announced. So they may let them run for the championship, which I have to agree with that. They should let them run. Yeah. They should let them run this time. Next year, no.
That brings up a discussion that they'll never, ever be, it's all opinion, is how do you feel about the Bushwhackers? How do you feel about that? To me personally, I love it. To me, it's like I get to see my favorite driver race two races in a weekend.
The Nationwide guys, if they want to make it in the Cup Series, they have to prove they can run with the Cup guys.
Absolutely. That's another one of my points. Yeah. Okay. So you're going to be facing these guys soon anyway, so might as well go ahead and face them now and you know what you're in for.
So eliminate the Bushwhackers.
Yeah.
I mean, let's take a good Nationwide driver, Justin Allgaier. Let's take Justin Allgaier. Say he runs great in the Nationwide Series like he has. But take away the Cup drivers. He's smoking the Nationwide competition every week. He's winning 10 races a year. We'll put him in the Cup car against the Cup guys, the world's 43 of the world's finest drivers. He is not going to do as well as he did in the Nationwide Series. It's close to the same car. But the competition level is tenfold better.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of competition-wise and knowing what to expect when you make it, what about old Danica Patrick? Do you think she's going to make it in NASCAR? Competing? She's definitely making it marketing-wise, I say. I know GoDaddy's liking it.
Up in the IndyCar this year.
Really?
It's up at the end of the season.
Wow.
Well, I think it's going to take a damn good number for an IndyCar team to get her back.
Yeah.
I think GoDaddy, I think her agent, and I think Dale Jr. especially will push for her to come to the NASCAR full time next year.
Yeah.
Let her go run the Indy 500, of course. Well, let Dale Jr. fill the damn car for the Indy 500, whatever. But I think she's going to have to decide. There's no trying to double down. I mean, Hornish did a double down okay, if you remember those days when he did both of them.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only guy I think that did all right.
Yeah.
But she's got he had closed wheel experience before. She's got to decide, do I want to stay in the IndyCar or do I want to change to NASCAR? If she does not do that, she just may as well quit racing altogether.
A lot of my friends, their opinion on it is, it's like, come on, just give it up. And it's like, me personally, I love it because, I mean, who doesn't want to root for a hot chick, when you're... She's done okay, not great, but okay in IRL in a few races. And I think she's gotten lucky, and I don't know, overall she's not that great of a driver, I guess.
She's good at the plate tracks. She's a good driver at the plate tracks.
But then again,
it does not take a genius to drive a restrictor plate race.
Yeah. It takes a lot of spotter, it takes partners, dancing partners, yeah. But I think give her this year and see how she does, see how she improves, see how she, basically kind of restarts her racing career because the car is completely different. It's like,
hey,
it's,
but there, there is
it's
right
like
there.
Going from
okay.
a spaceship to a dump truck,
Here's what their defense is going to be if she does not do good this year in NASCAR.
Yeah.
Well, the car's changed. She was just getting accustomed to this car. Well, NASCAR changed the car to this car.
Yeah.
That's going to be their defense for her.
I know.
It won't be, get out of here, you can't drive a NASCAR, go back to open wheel. They won't do that yet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I honestly think she's got to decide, though. When that contract with Andretti runs up, she's going to have to choose Indy or NASCAR. I think she'll go NASCAR if she has that choice.
We still have an email address for people to comment, right?
I don't know.
We have a Twitter. I know it's at Turning Left Show.
Just direct message that.
Yeah, direct message. We'll follow you back or reply, whatever. What do you think about females in sports in general? Do you think they're coddled too much? Do you think they really are? They deserve to be there? Do you think it's nice to see some really nice, hot, sexy chicks playing your favorite sports? That's the way I feel about it.
There's some sports women can hold up in.
Yeah.
Hockey, a woman can hold up in hockey. Okay. NASCAR, a woman can hold up in NASCAR. Take Jennifer Jo Cobb, for example. even though I hate her guts for turning an interview down, but we've done this 1,000 times. She's still not that bad of a driver. She's not great. She's not gonna win a championship.
Yeah.
She's not gonna contend for a championship. A win maybe, but not a championship.
Yeah.
I will tell you who to watch, though. You've heard of Milka Duno, right?
Yeah.
She did great in that ARCA race on Saturday.
Okay.
She ran the front 15 the whole time until she got taken out by somebody else's mess. She was content. She wasn't trying to make dumb moves. She wasn't Danica Patrick, and that's something that I'm going to point out about her. Remember Danica when she ran that first Nationwide and the first ARCA race last year? She ran one line with one guy the whole time.
Yeah.
Milka went out there and she pushed for the lead. She jumped out of line and took off and led the pack for a little while.
Okay, here we go. Let's say, for example, you throw Danica Patrick in Jimmy Johnson's car for one race just for the hell of it.
I know what you're asking. No. She won't do good
with top of the line equipment. Now with the all the practice
she's
comes along with it.
Junior's equipment. That Junior Motorsports team has won several races in the past.
Good point there.
That seven cars won races last year. That team won four times.
Good point.
Twice with McMurray, once with Junior, and what was the other one they won?
Good point.
I think they won one more.
Did not even think about that.
So she's in good equipment. It's not like you're throwing her in a Danica Patrick Motorsports brand new Chevy Impala, never seen a track. These cars have raced before.
What about communication between her and her crew chief and
she's
getting
that
car
Tony
set up?
She's got Tony Urie Jr.
Tony Urie Jr.
In her ear. No. Think about what Urie did though.
Okay.
Take the car tomorrow away from Tony Urie. Put him back in the old car. Look what he did with Dale Earnhardt Jr. in the old car.
Mm-hmm.
In Nationwide End.
Yeah.
Cup. Okay. All right. Well, he won a 500. He crew chief Jr. to that win with the number 3 car last year in July. Right. He can win. She can't.
Different. All right. Okay, I'm just throwing all the excuses out that NASCAR always does and has done, and everybody else does that's a big fan of hers. What about that with a new person, new driver, that communication between the crew chief and the driver, has that gotten to the point where it's good now? It's still kind of shaky?
That's the only thing she's got left. That's the only defense she's got left.
Yeah, yeah. Because that really is a big deal. That really big.
Pilots always
talk about that too. It's like the communication between you and your co-pilot, and it's got to be like subatomic level. You know, it's like you got to know what they're feeling. You know, and so it's the same way with a driver and a crew chief. So once she gets to that point, then we will see.
I think she's got to choose NASCAR or IndyCar. There's no more double.
Mm-hmm.
All right, enough Danica mania. We'll talk more about Danica, I'm sure, next week after Danica mania year 2 kicks off.
Yes.
But let's get into it. Gatorade duels Thursday afternoon from Daytona. First one, Dale Jr. will sit on the pole. Second one, Jeff Gordon will sit on the pole. Well, what are you thinking for the duels? I'll get the lineup here real quick because that'd probably be a smart thing to have. Hit again. We're still scrambling with this Turning Left show.
Yeah. The other show, I would say the other show is a lot better, but no, not prep wise. No. Well, prep wise, yes.
I'll take this time to announce the big announcement. We'll get into this in a minute here. But the big announcement is me and Tiz are starting the wrestling show this week.
Wow.
Thursday. It will begin. The title is going to be the same one as it used to be, the podcast Where Dignity Lives. Don't have a website or anything set up yet at this time, but it will be set eventually. It will be a top-of-the-line show. It will be backed by certain people.
If you're unfamiliar with Tiz, check out our other show, sister show, Degeneration Radio, at degenerationradio.podomatic.com. Or just Google Degeneration Radio and you'll find it.
And that will start this Thursday night. Follow the Twitter, Degenerate Radio, and I'll put the information and everything up there how you can listen.
Cool. That's awesome, man. That's news to me, man. That's cool. That's cool.
Just got officialized this afternoon.
That's cool. If you're a wrestling fan or know a wrestling fan, absolutely. Because he's a bigger wrestling fan than you, right? And you're a big wrestling fan.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be awesome. So check that out.
But we have this here, NASCAR tweaks rules to limit the drafting. NASCAR officials announced two technical changes Sunday evening aimed to prevent the sustained two-car drafts that dominated the Budweiser shootout Saturday night. The maximum size for the air inlet for the cooling system will be 2.5 inches tall by 20 inches wide. The pressure release valve will be set to 33 pounds per square inch. That's the changes they're making to try and limit the two-car train. Back to what we see at Talladega.
They just recently did this?
Tonight.
Oh, no. No. I want to see a two-car train in Daytona 500. At least for the first half, and then they come in and change it. I want to see a 500 like that because I love all the lead changes, but we'll see.
I think the whole
we'll see how it affects it. We'll see how it affects it on the 500.
Well, from the sounds of it, it's still going to be the two-car train.
Okay.
But from the sounds of it, it's just trying to make sure the guy just can't stay there like McMurray did to Kurt Busch. I think the whole thing they just want is they just don't want the guy sitting there for 500 miles pushing him and not, you know, because you're looking at basically a safety issue of the motor catching fire from the heat.
Really?
Which would be spectacular.
Is it, are they saying that now?
That's got to be their whole advantage. I'm sure their lawyers are just trying to figure something out.
Trying to come up with something. Oh, yeah, the radiator will melt and throw molten aluminum in their face. What? No, well, they got a windscreen. Oh, that's right. Crash.
Well, you see, they're that close to the other man's gas tank, and should something blow up, it could spark his gas tank and cause an explosion.
Andy Rooney is a lawyer now.
Andy Rooney works for NASCAR.
Wow, that's awesome.
You know, that joke would be a lot more funny if CBS still had NASCAR races.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's get the Gatorade Duel lineups here. There we are. Took me a minute to find them.
Got a good point, though. Yeah, the radiator gets really hot, and it's right up under the gas tank. Starts heating the gas up. We'll see what happens with that.
It's actually a damn good point.
It is a good point.
All right, what do you think, Junior on the pole? How do you feel being a Junior fan about that?
Well, you know, to be honest, if it's a 2x2 race, it's kind of like, eh. I almost rather him start in the back. I mean, if it's two by two and he can get to the front, I almost rather see him come through the field. But of course, that's awesome to see.
If
him
it's
at
two
least,
by two, him and Gordon are going to hook up, and it's going to be all she wrote.
Hopefully, lead those that two, first lap.
If he'll lead the third lap since they're doing a moment of silence during lap three to commemorate 10 years.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep. And all fans will be asked to raise the three fingers, a la Atlanta.
Wow.
Well, one. Other qualifying notes, the top 35 drivers who locked themselves in today, Bill Elliott, Travis Kvaal, Joe Nemechek, and Terry Labonte locked themselves in today. Should Terry Labonte not need the provisional on Thursday, Michael Waltrip is locked in. Should any of those four drivers aforementioned lock themselves in, Waltrip would be in. Should one go in, should two race their way in, Blaney gets in. Should three race their way in, Todd Bodine makes it in. We're just about ready to wrap up here. Okay. Anonymous producer saying I hurry this up. For the duel number one, Junior on pole, Paul Menard second, Ryan Newman third, Mark Martin fourth, Tony Stewart fifth, Kurt Busch sixth, Montoya seventh, Ambrose eighth, Harvick ninth, Johnson 10th, Bill Elliott 11th, Allmendinger 12th, 13th, Nemechek 14th, Kenseth 15th, Blaney 16th, Regan Smith 17th, Kane 18th, Labonte 19th, Vickers 20th, Conway 21st, Gilliland 22nd, McDowell 23rd, Yaley 24th, Andy Lally. Who you got in duel number one? All right, Kevin Harvick. I'm going with Harvick.
You're going with Harvick. Group. Okay.
I'm thinking an RCR car is going. I'm thinking it's going to be tough to beat those RCR cars.
Absolutely, absolutely. We saw that in the Bud Shootout. RCR was up there a lot, a lot.
And the second duel, since I won't even bother writing down the names, I'm thinking Gordon will win the second one.
Okay, that's a good pick.
I'm thinking Gordon wins with Boyer second.
Okay.
Because McMurray's in that same one, but I just don't think McMurray's going to get there till Sunday. Because remember last year, he did not show his hand until Sunday. All right, Ricky.
Yes.
Who wins the Daytona 500?
The Daytona 500. Wow. That's a tough pick there. You know, I want to just immediately say Dale Jr. or Kevin Harvick. But realistically,
I think this is the one year you could say Junior and feel good about it.
I hope so. Whoa. Did you just mute yourself or did you just die?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm muting myself.
Okay. Well, Dale Junior. If not Dale Junior, let's say Harvick, but I don't know. After that Bud Shootout performance, I'm kind of like, ooh, getting kind of nervous about old Happy Harvick, but we will see.
My pick to win the 500, Jeff Burton.
Who's your backup pick?
My backup to win the 500, I think you'll be shocked about this one, actually.
Okay.
Backup pick. He ran good down there last year. Martin Truex Jr.
Okay. I'm going to go with my real backup, Levin Carr. I'm bad with names. Levin Carr.
Hamlin.
Going with
Hamlin.
He's
won down there before.
I'm going with Hamlin for number two. So Dale Jr. is my primary. In the secondary, Denny Hamlin. For the 500. So hey, we got four drivers between the two of us now.
You know, I was gonna mention the nationwide race that we picked, but I think Stewart's gonna keep doing what he's done in the last 5 years and just smoke them.
And if one of these four drivers wins, let's see if I can give JP a heart attack. No, just kidding. No contest. But, well, we might give something away.
We'll give some away. All right, here's what we'll do.
I really was going to throw out, if one of these four drivers wins, you will win $10,000. Let's give you a
here's
heart
we'll
attack.
Do. Here's what we'll do. Let's see if this is still there. We'll give you a DVD of some
and
sort.
And a brand new Z06 Corvette from Hendrick Chevrolet. It's like, wait a minute now.
We don't have that kind of money.
Or that kind of sponsorship deal. That would be amazing, though.
Tweet the Twitter, Turning Left Show, and we may give you something. We may give you some of our budget improves in the next week. Next week, we'll have 500 recap. The look forward to Phoenix, the final race at Phoenix on that surface and configuration. We'll preview all that more next week at the Turning Left Show. Until then, enjoy the 500.